Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, and the government of Maldives inaugurated a $3.8 million integrated water supply and distribution system recently, providing a safe and reliable water source for more than 4,000 residents of Hinuvaru Island. The system collects water from rainwater harvesting tanks, mixes it with desalinated water, and distributes it through a piped network to households on the island. The system includes an 80 cubic meter per day capacity reverse osmosis unit housed in a facility partially powered by solar energy and complemented by a groundwater filtration system that collects excess rainwater and distributes it to the island's aquifer, supporting the recharging of the island's groundwater over time. To serve the water quality testing needs of Hinuvaru and nearby islands, the facility is also equipped with a regional water quality testing laboratory. Additionally, the facility includes space for utility staff daily operations. The USAID-funded system was designed and constructed by the United Nations Office for Project Services in partnership with the Ministry of Environment and Energy, Fanaca Corporation Limited, and the Hinuvaru Island Council. USAID also provided technical assistance and training for water utility officials to operate and maintain the system, currently operated by Fanaca Corporation Limited. Around the world, USAID and its partners are working towards a healthier and water-secure future for all, said Dr. Andrew Sisson, USAID Mission Director for Sri Lanka and Maldives. Therefore, we are proud to have supported a successful partnership with the government and people of Maldives to ensure safe and high-quality drinking water on one of Maldives' most populous islands through an integrated water supply and distribution system.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.